After his hometown of Saigon fell to communist forces at the end of the Vietnam War, Vinh Nguyen stayed put. He was a 20-year-old teacher, and he knew his profession was much in demand in the new government. But as he continued his career in the renamed Ho Chi Minh City, he gradually began to question the material he was asked to present his students.
To be very frank, I was very much being brainwashed. And I talked to young people, you know, most of the time we spent our time in school was political doctrine.
He began to plot a plan for escape, as did hundreds of thousands of his fellow Vietnamese.
There was a saying back in the 80s in Vietnam was, if the electric pole know how to walk, it would have left the country.
Vinh Nguyen and his compatriots were about to grab the attention of a Midwestern governor living half a world away. Former Iowa Governor Robert Ray would view a documentary about the so-called boat people of Vietnam and become concerned about their welfare. Vinh Nguyen was on one of the unseaworthy, overcrowded vessels that bobbed from his home country toward Thailand.
We got stopped by Thailand fishermen being robbed, raped, and tortured many different times. And, you know, we all survived. Out of that, 133 of us make it.
One person was lost at sea. A young woman was kidnapped and, Nguyen believes, most likely sold into prostitution. Governor Ray responded to stories such as this by deciding to intercede. He had already opened Iowa's borders to hundreds of Thai Dom refugees from Laos. Now he would invite the boat people. World Food Prize Foundation President Ken Quinn worked in the governor's office on resettlement issues at the time.
He wrote to President Carter and said, Mr. President, if you will just reopen America's doors, we will take, we will double the number of refugees that we've had just to rescue these boat people.
The U.S. government offered to take in nearly 170,000 Vietnamese and ordered Navy ships to rescue the boat people. Before Vinh Nguyen made it to the States in the early 1980s, however, he spent a year and a half in a refugee camp in Thailand.
The camp was designed for 1,000 people, but by the time I got into the camp, it was more than 8,000. Yeah. I remember we slept out. We didn't have enough room to sleep inside anymore, and it's all open.
Nguyen was in his early 20s, with no family in the U.S., and no ability to speak English.
You can feel that I have a heavy accent. The reason for that was I learned English when I was at the age of 22.
But he did have a sponsor in Des Moines, Catholic Charities. Today, Nguyen is head of ESL programs for English-learning immigrants in the Des Moines Community School System. He's also project director for the Vietnamese American community in Iowa.
This is a place that I hope to, in a year or so, we'll have a lot of artifacts about the Vietnamese culture and custom.
Vinh Nguyen is standing in the recently purchased plain one-story brick building on Des Moines' north side that serves as a Vietnamese community center. He's joined by Kim Nguyen, no relation. In the room in which we talk, a map of Vietnam occupies one wall. A nearby case is filled with traditional Vietnamese musical instruments, including a one-string guitar. Art pieces made from lacquered wood and seashells hang from the walls. Kim Nguyen says she also started her voyage to Iowa by first boarding a flimsy fishing boat.
It was terrible. If you give me money, you want me to go back to do the same thing. No, I would not do that. 50-50, you either live or you die. It's an ocean. We was in the ocean for a week.
After an additional 9 months in a refugee camp, Kim Nguyen was allowed in the U.S. and settled in Cedar Rapids at age 17. She lived with foster parents and learned English quickly. She now works with Vinh Nguyen in the English language program for the Des Moines schools. She says she still feels a draw to her native land, but has found a home here.
I don't want to go back there, but on the other hand, I don't want to forget my root, where I came from. But again, it's my life is here. The American had opened the door for a lot of refugees, and we married here. I have two kids. So this is my country. This is my life here.
She says she speaks Vietnamese at home with her children, but they often answer in English. That's one reason Vin Nguyen hopes the cultural items he's busy collecting connect the younger generation of Vietnamese Iowans to their heritage.
It's very important for me to see how next generation continue to mainstream in American society, but continue to preserve whatever they have or their parent or grandparent have brought with them to this country and to this state.
But Vin Nguyen says he wants the new Vietnamese Cultural Center in Des Moines to also remind people about the disruptive event that brought thousands of boat people from a war-torn country to the middle of America.
I hope to do is to recreate some of the Vietnam War artifacts here and the timeline and everything else about the Vietnam War.
It's estimated there are more than 7,000 residents of Iowa who were born in Vietnam. Nearly 8,500 people speak Vietnamese at home. By far, most of them live in the Des Moines area. Vin Nguyen looks around the newly dedicated cultural center in the city and says they, who have suffered such huge deprivations, now have a social gathering place to celebrate what he calls the small things in life. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.